Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
How are you, Bruce?
Good evening, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Good evening, ladies and Bruces.
How are you all?
Bruce, and myself here have come to sing you a little song about our line of work. We're all from God's own country.
Sure thing.
Australia, land of sunshine and sharks. And we all work in the philosophy department of the University of Woolloomooloo. And
thank
we'd like to
much.
Sing you... Thank you very much indeed,
very
Bruce.
Very nice, thank you.
Very nice.
I think we have some old Woolloomooloians in tonight.
I think they're all here, Bruce.
Have you got some Fosters in the Esky for them there, Bruce? Lovely. Hand it out.
Right.
Plenty more where that came from.
You see, if you're nice to us, you get beer. We'd like to sing you a little song now. It goes something like this.
Immanuel Kant was a real pissant who was very rarely stable. I, Degger, was a boozy beggar who could think you under the table. David Hume could out-consume Schopenhauer and Hegel. And Wittgenstein was a very swine who was just as lost as Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart Mill, of his own free will, on half a pint of shandy was particularly ill. Plato, they say, could stick it away, half a grain of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger for the bottle, Ox was fond of his dram. And René Descartes was a drunken fart, I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. A lovely little think about the bugger when he's pissed.
Thank you, Bruce. Well done, Bruce.
Very nice, Bruce.
Thank you very much indeed, Bruce.
And you too, Bruce.
Well, since that went so well, I think we'll do it again. Why don't you ask all the Bruces and Sheilas out there to join in?
That's a very good idea, but they don't know the words, do they, Bruce? How are we going to do this? Do you have something in your sweaty pocket here, Bruce?
Here we are.
Ah, yes.
Jesus Christ, he's got something here written on one of his things. Can you all see that now? We're all going to sing along.
Okay, sing along.
Right.
On the two.
Immanuel Kant was a real pissant who was very...
It's not going too well, Bruce.
There's a certain lack of alacrity there, Bruce, in the singing.
I think this smart, suave New York audience is not joining us Bruce.
I don't think they like this, Bruce.
Now, look, we're going to try it once more. Anybody not singing will have a bowl of Fosters lobbed at their heads. Right, Bruce, bring in the words. Bruce, now there's no excuse.
Here we are now. Okay, no complaining now.
Are you ready?
What? Let's see you, Brucey.
Let's hear it. Put some guts into it.
Come on now.
Sing well.
Immanuel Kant was a real pissant who was very rarely stable. I, Degger, was a boozy beggar who could think you under the table. David Hume could out-consume Schopenhauer and Hegel. And Wittgenstein was a beery swine who was just as sloshed as Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pierced. John Stuart Mill, of his own free will, on his hand he was particularly ill. Plato, they say, could stick it away, off grain of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger from the bottle. Hobbes was fond of his dram. And René Descartes was a drunken fart, I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. A lovely little finger, but a bugger when he's pissed. Well done.